Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Fallon with Brown. Grateful to God for another opportunity to come before you all, our listening audience, amen, with another empowerment session. Oh, we glorify God today for who He is, for what He's done, for what He's doing, for those things that He's about to do, for what He's about to release, amen, in our lives and in our spirit. I'm just so excited. I'm so excited. Amen. I give God praise. We thank God for those of you who are joining us on the web on tonight, amen, and for those who have called in. If at any time during our discussion this evening there's a question you'd like to pose or comment that you'd like to make, we ask that you please press 1 and we'll bring you live in on the conversation. Amen. Amen. I'm grateful tonight to have my husband with me. Amen. He may chime in. Amen. Because this is something that we've talked about before. Amen. He and I, as we share regarding relationships. And tonight the topic is don't say a word. Don't say a word. Amen. So, God, we thank you now. We give you glory, honor, and praise, oh God, for this time of teaching and dialogue, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the Holy Spirit, for the governor, oh God, that will navigate this conversation. We thank you for what will be spoken in our spirits, oh God, that we will release to those who have an ear to hear. God, right now we're binding up every contrary spirit, every hindering spirit, oh God, that will try to show us face in the midst of this conversation, oh God. God, we release your ministering angels now, God, to speak to us, oh God. Aid us right now, God. Empower us now, God, in the name of Jesus for your glory. God, we thank you. We thank you for it, and we count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Don't say a word. And somebody might say, well, Prophet, where do you get that from? I'll tell you where I got it from. This weekend, this day, today is the 12th day of February 2017. And if you go into the stores, you go into the highways, you go into the byways, everywhere you look, you see balloons, teddy bears, candy, baskets, you name it, you see love. You see love being exemplified tangibly everywhere you look, everywhere you go. You see something that speaks to love. And on this weekend, we have, as we've traveled, we've listened to people exchange expressions of love to their spouses or significant others, to families and friends, saying how much they love. But then when we step back and we watch what's taking place, based on their actions, something wrong, because their actions are not lining up with their words. And so as I sat here this afternoon, just reflecting on all that we say and do in the name of love, the Holy Spirit said it needs to get to a place where we don't say a word. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. We look at so many relationships, and this week in our Bible encounter, we talk about integrity, and that's just been weighing heavily in my spirit about being persons and vessels of integrity. And the Spirit was saying that even in our relationships, there needs to be some integrity in that relationship. I'm sure that many of us have been in relationships with individuals where the individual stated, I love you. I love you. I love you. Girl, I love you. But once they allow some spirit to get in them, they won't go upside your head. Yet they say, I love you. We had a conversation last night where one of the persons sitting at the table gave us a scenario about Mr. Jones and Mrs. Smith, how Mr. Jones said he loved his wife and took care of his wife, and he was at home with his wife, and he went to the job, and he worked hard and came back on Friday and gave her the money so she could go to the grocery and go to the laundry and make sure the kids had what they needed to have while he was going to get his bottle, and He wanted to clean his car, and then he would tip out on Saturday after he got the car cleaned and go see the other woman. But then he would say, "But honey, I love you. I love you. I love you." Holy Spirit said, "You know what? Don't say a word. Don't say a word." We have been caught up in so much propaganda from society to say things, to portray roles with people to meet flesh needs. All of us want to be loved. That's true. We do. We want to feel needed. Yes, we do. But at what cost? I'm just posing the question. We've got callers on the line. Amen. If you have questions or comments, please press 1. I welcome your conversation on tonight. Husband, if you've got something that you want to share, amen, I'll hand it over to you. But do we look at our words and then look at our actions to see that they're not in alignment, but we're so content with living the lie? Living the lie. What I know to be true is that what you say to me out of your mouth usually really speaks to the condition of your heart towards me. But what I also know, because the word says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth, because we are, I'm not going to say that, that sounds so harsh, because lies come so easy. I ain't calling nobody a liar, but lies come so easy. When it comes to the things of the heart, when it comes to things of accountability, when it comes to things regarding integrity, lies seem to pop up so easily. And folk now are more apt to believe a lie than they are to believe truth. That you find us as a society now, when people say, "I love you," we say, "Right, okay, yeah, sure. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me." I don't know who sang that song, but that just popped up. Before you can tell me that you love me, I need to know that you know what love is. Before you tell me you love me, I'm going to need to watch what you do. I need to see how you acting towards me. I need to see if you're consistent. I need to see some things about you that will speak to what you say before you open your mouth. I looked at this scripture in John 14:15 says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Ouch, ouch, ouch. Because see, we're going there, but I'm just looking at the relationship thing in a whole. And how we have got to get out of the place where we're just spewing out words. We're spewing out emotions. We're just charging the atmosphere with stuff when, in fact, we have an alternative mode for why we're saying what we're saying. I got some thoughts behind why I'm telling you I love you, because there's some things I desire from you. And if I tell you I love you, you may be more apt to give in to me because I said I love you. When we look in this scripture, he said, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. And even with our relationship with God, we say we love him. We say he's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He's our Alpha and Omega. He's our beginning and the end. He is all that. And then some, we say all these things about our Heavenly Father. Yet we pick and choose what commandment we're going to adhere to based on whether our back is up against the wall, based on whether our flesh is being provoked, based on who's looking and who's around at any given point in time. We pick and choose even with our relationship with him. But the Spirit of God is saying tonight, don't say a word. Don't say a word. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. I would venture to say that Valentine's Day is 2 days away. We're already looking at, we've got a lot to do that day. We'll probably be on the road that day. We won't sit down and have a quiet dinner. We won't exchange cards and flowers on Tuesday. We exercise love every day, my husband and I, in one way, shape, or form. But if I had to challenge us as listeners on tonight, that on, for those that we say we love, even in our relationship with the Father, because we say we love him, because we know he loves us. Ha, God, yeah, I'll get there. We know he loves us. But what if I challenged you that on this year, February 14, 2017, you can't say a word. Don't say a word to your spouse, your significant other. Don't say a word to your family, your friends, your coworkers, your children. Don't say a word. But let your actions exemplify the emotions that you feel for them. Let your actions speak to the love you have for them. Even with the Father, show him you love him by obeying his command. Again, we know how much God loves us. The Word says, for God so loved that he gave his only begotten Son, because he so loved us. He showed us his love through his Son. He showed us his love. He didn't have to say anything. He showed us his love. But when we look at what we've been rendering to those that we say we love and we care about, what we've rendered to them does not speak to the truth of what love is. We've been speaking about love because we have tangible needs. We've been speaking about love because we have eros needs. We've been speaking about love because I've got an agenda. I speak about love to my daddy, my heavenly Father, because I have a need that I'd like for him to supply. But after he supplied, it doesn't mean that I'm going to submit to him. I've just got a need. What if we didn't, what if we weren't able to say the words? What if we weren't able to communicate it verbally? Not even sign language. Not even that. What if the world had to know that we are love and that we love based on our actions? Yesterday we had a beautiful gathering empowered by love where we sat around the table and we just shared. We talked about love. We talked about relationships. We talked about how love covers a multitude of sin. How we should hold to love. How we should be forgiving, not holding offense. Teachable, understanding, and growing in love. And some of that we shared didn't necessarily require words. It required deed. My husband and I, probably a year or so ago, probably took days talking about actions speaking louder than words. Do they speak louder than words, or do you need the words? I mean, we looked at scriptures, we looked at reading, looked at a lot of different things, and what we ended up with is that they both speak. Actions speak, but our words also speak. But the important thing is that what we're saying out of our mouth and what we're exemplifying before the people are saying the same thing. They're saying the same thing. I'm seeing and hearing from you the same thing. A lot of people have spent money this weekend and are still door shopping, buying jewels and chocolate and balloons and teddy bears and all these things as expressions of love. Why? I'm not against it, and I'm not. Hey, do what you do. But if you're doing that because you want to appease me, if you're doing that to sugarcoat situations, if you're doing that because you have an alternative ulterior motive, if you're doing that because you know, for something other than the fact that you really care enough about me to express it in a tangible way, take your stuff back to the store. Just take it back. Because I don't want us going out spending the money, giving gifts to say I love you. I'm going to leave it on the kitchen table before I go to work. Really? But then you're not going to come back home for 3 days. Take your stuff back to the store. Because didn't say speaks to me more than that stuff that you left on the table. Don't say a word. Don't say a word. I feel like I need a new T-shirt. Don't say a word. Show me. Don't say a word. Just show me. And the Spirit of God is saying that to us tonight. As a body of believers, sometimes he doesn't want to hear the same. He wants to see it. He wants to see. He wants to see our commitment. He wants to see that we are vessels of integrity. He wants to see our love being spread about, loving the unloved, having compassion and empathy to those who have been neglected, offering the kind word to someone who's been distraught, to give of yourself for the benefit of another. He said, y'all been talking. And I ain't seen none change. Some of y'all talking out of both sides of your neck. Depend on who you in the circle with. I'll say this because I'm with the sanctified folk. But when I get over here with my peeps, then I take my hair down and I say all the other stuff. But God said, really? I see all of it. And I hear all of it. And guess what? Don't say a word. Because you're double-minded. You're unstable. God wants some stability in us. He wants us stable. He wants us exercising, living according to his precepts and his principles in the earth. He wants us to obey that which he's spoken to us. We want so much from him. We want to feel his love. We want him to express unto us and to release unto us that which he has for us. We want all of it. But we don't want to do what he say do. He said, you know what? Let me help you. You ain't lying to nobody but yourself because I know. He said, I already know. He said today, he's trying to help us. Y'all, he's trying to help us. He's trying to help us get right. So we can stop playing this game with each other. My husband, we talk about it often. He shares with me that his mother used to always tell them, never play with somebody's emotions. Never play with people's feelings. It's a dangerous thing. And often we have people playing games with folks, telling them what they think they want to hear to make them feel good in the moment with no intent. And then we try to play that same role with God. God, I tell you this, God. God, I'm going to say this, God. God, I'm going to do this. And God knows you so far away from that. But you think that's going to give you points for him? Come on, y'all, let's stop. Let's stop. Let's stop with the idle words. Let's stop with the playing games. Let's just go ahead and be honest with ourselves about who we are, where we are, what we're doing. Let's be honest about the relationships that we are connected to, even now. For many of us, we need to repent, need to turn from our ways of doing and thinking, and align ourselves with God's plan, yielding to the Holy Spirit to guide us in all truth, so that before we start opening up our mouths and speaking idle words, before we start speaking lies, before we start injuring people because our emotional instability put in check, and then don't say a word. Saying I love you, I admit, used to be water off a duck's back kind of stuff to me, because I used to be one who would use the words, I love you, personal game, had no real meaning to me, had no emotion connected to it. It was just a means of getting what I wanted. But dealing with love, true love, the love that we get from our Heavenly Father, that love, to know that you are truly loved and accepted, that you're forgiven. And because you're forgiven, you can forgive. When you encounter that, it really does make you mindful of what you say, how you say what you say, with your face twisted up when you say what you say, and how it comes across. When I say I love you now, I mean I love you. I agree with everything you do, because I don't. But it doesn't change the fact that I love you. And I love you because I choose to. It's another thing that, y'all, we got to come to terms with. Same way you choose your words, you choose how you're going to effectively navigate feelings. And we're going to talk about that another day. But today, God's saying, look, before you get something else twisted, before you mess up something else, before you hurt somebody else's feelings, before you even offend the Holy Ghost, don't say a word. If your intent is to do right and to truly love, speak. Speak loudly. Speak. But if you've got a hidden agenda, if you're not a vessel of integrity, if you ain't about doing right, don't say a word. Don't say a word. Is releasing to express. Don't say nothing. But show me. Show God. Show your spouse. Show your children. Show them. Don't say anything. But show them. Show them the truth of what you're feeling. Give them that expression without the word, to let them know truly how you feel. Show them what love is. Show them what love is. And don't say a word. Honey, do you have anything you'd like to add tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, our time is about up. We thank God for each of you who has joined us on tonight. We pray that this dialogue has aided you as it has with us as we go through these next few days. That we be mindful that we have to show people the truth of how we feel. Not always in what we say, because sometimes our words don't line up. But show me. Show me that you love me. And don't say a word. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you for this time together. God, we pray that your love would just be showered upon your people. God, that people would be able to sense your love without hearing the words. That they'll feel your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So God, we lift up those, oh God, who may be hurting right now, God, who are seeking after relationship, oh God, feeling abandoned and hurt. God, we pray that you would wrap your loving arms around them. Oh, God, let them feel your presence even now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus for your glory. God, we thank you for it. God, we thank you for it now. Oh, God, we thank you for it now. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. We invite you all. We will be having prayer tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. Amen. If there's a prayer need, you can email me, empower_yourself@yahoo.com, or find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, and inbox your prayer request. And then we invite you to join us again on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., where, again, we will have Minister Ebony Lewis as our guest evangelist for this month, where she will be sharing another teaching on relationships. At Empowerment Place, we always encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. So until next time, know that you're loved. Know that you're loved. And we don't have to say a word. We're going to show you by our deeds. We love you. God bless you. Until next time.